eliminate threat.
I pull the sun from the sky to freeze the future of time and drift as one.
Last episode of Cyberpunk Edgerunners, episode 10, My Moon, My Man. We begin our final episode with the surviving Militech soldiers being in disbelief over David killing so many of them. David says they need to go to Arasaka HQ, and Becca asks why. He says that he is heading there to save Lucy since Faraday sold them out. David then says he has to rest his eyes for a bit, and Becca tells Falco that they have to hold everyone off since David needs a nap. Falco launches the harpoon again into a Militech truck and takes out about 10 others using the wrecked vehicle. Arasaka then joins the fight. The two Arasaka execs discuss how hard it's going to be to cover this up, and they blame Faraday. The male exec says David is heading towards them and questions how he would know that they had any involvement at all. Faraday talks with some Edgerunners while Lucy is strapped to a chair, and Kiwi calls him to say that David didn't kill all the Militech forces and he is riding the line between sane and psycho. She says he is gunning for them next if he keeps his sanity. Faraday says the Arasaka forces will take care of him. Kiwi says she is going to dip and just needs her payment, but Faraday says, not until you help me deliver Lucy. Kiwi disconnects and questions what it is that she is actually doing. I don't know if it's enough for her to kind of take this like last second sort of face turn. She has been good the entire season, and then obviously, you know, two episodes ago she flipped on them, and now she's kind of flipping back. It doesn't make her seem very convicted. And, I think it's a little too late for her to kind of be having any, like, redemption. We see David before all this happened walking through Night City, and we cut back to present, and David wakes up, remembering his conversation with the Ripper Doc. The Doc tells him that whatever is left of him after he uses the rest of his immunosuppressants will slingshot the other way of sanity. He takes out some of the Militech forces and starts laughing crazily. He then sees his mother telling him to rise to the top of Arasaka Tower. Becca injects him with one more immunosuppressant, and David says to her he will do his best, and he calls her mother. Becca says let's go to the top floor of Arasaka. David had requested Becca to shoot him up with the immunosuppressants once he starts going. So that was, if you remember in the last episode, there was a scene between the two of them where David says he has something he wants to ask her and he can only ask her. That's it, was that he knows he's going to go cyber psycho, so he needs her to inject him every time he gets too close to that line. Kiwi talks to Faraday and says that she is not going to do any more work for him. One of Faraday's men shoots her in the chest, but she fires fries Faraday and runs off. His men then follow her. Falco drives his car on top of an Arasaka truck, and Becca shoots through the floorboards to kill the drivers. And then we see that Max Tech has arrived. They have already tagged David as a psycho. The Arasaka execs talk about how Max Tech has moved in, and this has gone beyond a field test. The female says that she needs to bring in someone to handle this, so she plans to bring in Adam Smasher. She says that Adam is already here. The cyber skeleton was originally actually made for him. She says it is fitting that if he doesn't get it, he gets to destroy it. David remembers all he has been through since the beginning. Max Tech arrives, and David starts to kill all of them. He coughs up blood, and Becca ejects him, telling him they are down to just one dose. Kiwi calls Falco, which causes Becca to scream out that she's going to kill that two-timing bitch. And Kiwi says that Faraday has killed her, and she tagged his AV so they can follow him. Falco says, how can we trust you? And Kiwi says she taught Lucy not to trust anyone in the city. The Edgerunners arrive, and they finish Kiwi off. Falco drives into Faraday And Faraday is still heading towards the dock, so the female Arasaka exec sends her partner to meet them at the dock. She tells Smasher it's his turn to have some fun. We are a fourth of the way through the episode, and we already killed Kiwi, so it's a bummer that she kind of gets tossed aside so unceremoniously, but considering that she played such a pivotal role in this getting to this point, it's sort of fitting that her choices led to her downfall. David arrives at the top of Arasaka Tower, and he knows that he is too far gone now, and injects his last dose. So his mother always wanted him to reach the top of Arasaka Tower, but I'm pretty sure she didn't mean this way. Faraday brings Lucy to Arasaka, and the exec tells him that he has given a lease and strayed from it. He tells Faraday to leave Lucy and leave. David arrives and grabs Lucy. He uses the cyberskeleton to ace everyone in the room, save Faraday and the execs. Smasher saves the exec, and Faraday gloats, but David uses the anti-gravity gun to drop him to the ground and blast off some of his limbs. Faraday tells Smasher to kill David, and Adam asks, "Who the fuck are you?" David asks if there is any brain left in Smasher's chrome dome, and the trauma team arrives to take Faraday away. David tries to stop them, but Smasher stabs him in the gut. He then uses the sand of a stand to kill the trauma team and launch himself out of Arasaka Tower. He starts to lose all control of himself, but Lucy begs him to come back and kisses him, which stops his descent into cyberpsychosis. They are both in the air in front of the moon, and Lucy cries about David installing the cyberskeleton. She says she knew he would do it, and when he did, he would die. David says he could not let her die, and he says he isn't worth the trouble, and he needs Lucy to follow her dreams and get to the moon. It is another just beautiful, touching moment between the two of them, and it is perfectly depicted with the two of them just falling with the moon in the background, as that's been such a constant thing with Lucy as her final destination that she wants. But it's quickly ruined as Smash arrives and starts shooting David, who returns to protect Lucy. Faraday falls to the ground and then splatters on the pavement dead. His eyes roll to a stop by the police, who are pinning Falco and DeBecca down. Falco tells her to get comfortable, and David drops down in front of them. David asks Falco for a favor. Becca says she is glad that Lucy is back safe. For David's sake, of course. Smasher starts to drop from the sky, and Becca cries out that they're having a moment here. She raises her gun up to fire into his gooch, but then Adam Smasher lands fully on top of her, which drops him through the concrete and into an underground area. David calls out for Rebecca, who is laying on the ground dead. Falco then gets shot in the stomach. David and Smasher both use sandevistans, and David asks how he has one. Smasher says that the implant is rudimentary, and laughs at the fact that David is out of immunosuppressants. David starts coughing up blood as Lucy tries to disable Smasher. She can't get anywhere, and Smasher fries her brain for a second. Falco drops up, and he grabs Lucy, and they run off. She begs him to go back, and Smasher tries to stop them, but David gives them an opening to escape, which is what David has requested Falco to do. Smasher starts smashing the exoskeleton, and he begins to tear pieces away from David. He proceeds to rip the sandevistan from David's back. Lucy sees an explosion and again asks Falco to turn back. He says, if he turns around now, David dies for nothing. They already have reward money, and David asks that they split it. He also wanted Falco to tell her he is sorry. He wanted to go to the moon together, but he will have to settle for her getting there herself. Smasher starts punching pieces of David off of him as he remembers his entire journey that brought him here. David, now who is just a head and torso on the ground, laughs. Adam says he did have some fun, and David could be an interesting construct. David says, whatever, Choom, like I give a shit, and Smasher then shoots and kills David. We cut to see Lucy arrive on the moon by herself. She is there for a tour, and stands on the surface of the moon where she and David stood on their BD trip. She remembers David fondly, and stares up towards the sun, having finally left Night City, as the series comes to an end. That was a hell of a gut punch, at the end. You could kind of see that they were heading that way. It kind of felt like there was a possibility that very few of them, if any, were going to make it out alive. The fact that it's just Lucy and Falco was kind of an interesting choice, and obviously Falco doesn't really matter in the end. He just was the getaway driver again. He probably was a little bit of an underdeveloped character, but I think it kind of worked for the series here as he wasn't, you know, that important, all things considered. So, Lucy is still alive. She's the only member of our crew still alive. We even had Faraday die, and Atom Smasher obviously is alive, but if you play the video game, spoilers for the video game, you are fully able to murder him in that game. And by the time you get an opportunity to murder him, the character that you create in the game is so far advanced and godlike that his fight is rather quick. So, but I know a lot of people that are Edgerunners fans have gone back into the game, mostly in order to exact some revenge for David and for Rebecca in killing Atom Smasher. So if you are a fan of that, go ahead and do that. And yeah, this is why it doesn't seem like we're going to get a second season, because it was a closed loop. And we have Lucy living up on the moon now, or probably. And I don't know that we need to see anything more of it. Everybody is dead, and she's the only one left, but she got her dream. She left Night City. And if you did a second season, you'd have to bring her back, and I think that would kind of make it pointless. So, like I said, I would love to see more stories within the Cyberpunk universe, and now we're getting different Cyberpunk games that are going to be coming out. So, yeah, it was a really good show. It was 10 episodes, each of them about 20 minutes long, so it was, you know, exactly a perfect length for a full season. I am, of course, interested to see what Trigger will do next, because I think that they made a great series here, and I'd like to see the next thing they do. This was a much more adult series than they're used to doing. Most of their stuff is in, like, the teen range on animes, other than, like, Kill la Kill, which was a little bit more, but still not to this extent. But all in all, I was very happy with the series. Like I said, I was bummed, obviously, because I enjoyed a lot of these characters, and a lot of the ways that they went down was just not great, but it was entertaining, to say the least. So, thank you for listening to all of these. I'll be covering something new after this. And so, with that, I'll catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.